Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. A float plane carrying 9 adults and 1 child has crashed into Puget Sound north of Seattle. Coast Guard officials say at least one person is dead and a search is underway for the others. The plane had left Friday Harbor on San Juan Island and was on its way to Renton when the crash occurred. Police in the western Canadian province of Saskatchewan are searching for 2 suspects in connection with multiple stabbings. Police say at least 10 people have been killed and 15 wounded. Dan Karpinchuk has this update.
The attacks took place on the James Smith Cree Nation Reserve and in the community of Weldon, northeast of Saskatoon. The alert for the 2 suspects, Damian Sanderson and Miles Sanderson, has been extended to Alberta and Manitoba. Police in Regina, where the suspects may have been spotted, have instructed people in the city to take precautions and shelter in place. Police issued the alert in connection with multiple reports of stabbings on the James Smith Cree Nation. There was at least 1 attack in Weldon. Police are not providing details about the attacks or the victims. Health authorities say only that there were a high number of casualties related to the incident and that multiple people are being cared for at multiple locations. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
Preparations are underway in Milwaukee for scheduled Labor Day remarks from President Joe Biden. The president is expected to honor American workers and talk about upcoming elections in Wisconsin. Chuck Kornbach of member station WUWM reports.
President Biden will speak at Labor Fest, which the Milwaukee Area Labor Council organizes. Council President Pam Fent says she hopes Biden will talk about protecting workers' freedoms, including the right to vote.
And to exercise our choice in our democracy and to be assured that those systems work just fine.
Wisconsin Republicans say voters in this fall's races for governor, U.S. Senate, and the House are ready to reject Democrats' policies. President Biden is also scheduled to speak Monday in Pennsylvania. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
The widely expected winner of the contest to replace Boris Johnson as leader of Britain's Conservative Party, and thus the Prime Minister, says she will quickly announce a new strategy to combat the country's spiraling energy crisis. Villa Marx has more on our story.
Liz Truss said if she becomes the new UK leader, she will, quote, act immediately to support British consumers as they seek to pay soaring bills. In an interview with the BBC, Truss, the current foreign minister, offered no specifics, insisting she'd need a short period of time in 10 Downing Street to form a detailed proposal. Her opponent in the contest, former finance minister Rishi Sunak, has said he would offer further targeted financial support for the UK's most impoverished individuals. Britain's energy regulator recently announced that household energy costs would increase some 80% next month over the previous quarter, with another series of rises expected in the months to come. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx in London.
And you're listening to NPR News. 50 years ago, Palestinian attackers stormed into the Olympic Village in Munich, killing 11 Israelis and 1 German police officer. On Sunday, Israel and Germany jointly commemorated the massacre. From Jerusalem, Natan Odenheimer has our story.
On Friday, the German government confirmed a 28 million euro compensation due to mistakes during and after the attack to families of the massacre's victims. This comes ahead of a German-Israeli commemoration ceremony in Munich, where German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier will speak alongside Israeli President Yitzhak Herzog. In 1972, members of the Palestinian group Black September snuck into the Olympic Village in Munich and killed 2 Israeli athletes, taking 9 more as hostages, hoping for the release of prisoners held by Israel and West Germany. During an attempt to flee Germany, the attackers killed the hostages before being killed or captured themselves. For NPR News, I'm Natan Odenheimer in Jerusalem.
Power officials in California are again asking homeowners to reduce their electricity consumption. The National Weather Service is calling for likely record high temperatures through at least Tuesday. Energy demand has been spiking as people use more electricity to stay cool. The worst of the heat on Sunday has been in the Central Valley, and California is not alone. Record-breaking temperatures are expected across a half dozen western states. The literary agent who worked for years to find a publisher for Jack Kerouac's On the Road has died. Sterling Lord was 102 years old. He was also the agent for other members of the Beat Generation and arranged deals for people that included crime writer Joe McGinnis and the creators of the Berenstain Bears. His daughter said Lord died peacefully of old age. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.